You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Chelsea to Winter nil, bound to be popular. That was 17-10. That's been enhanced to 2-1. And if you think Palace can upset the odds here, Christian Benteke to score and Crystal Palace to win was 8-1. That's now 10-1. Palace were beaten 2-1 by Manchester United on Wednesday night, a game in which they didn't show a great deal of spark in the first half. They did play better when Joe Ledley came on in the second half. As for Chelsea, they continue to roll. They've now won 10 straight in the Premier League with a 1-0 win over Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. And that win was without Eden Hazard as well. It's unknown as to whether he'll feature here. Apparently his knock isn't that serious, Tom, but they managed to get the job done without him on Wednesday night.
Well, they did, and you know, we talked about it ahead of that midweek game, just the kind of differing ways that Chelsea have won matches, but also the kind of consistent way that they're grinding teams down, aren't they? This is exactly what some people thought Conte was going to do. It Chelsea's eventually got there, and they just look like an absolute machine at the moment, Chelsea. I mean, they look like title winners. You know, while everyone else is going through little breakdowns or having little moments themselves where they don't really know what to do, Chelsea know exactly what they're doing. And what they're doing is they're spending every single week fine-tuning themselves, making sure they don't give anything away, and they're scoring goals. The one thing for Chelsea is it is that defensive record they've got. But they're the third highest scorers in the Premier League this season. And they'll overtake a couple of teams as well if they keep going at the rate that they're doing. And they don't care how they win matches. It's you know, the only footballing philosophy Antonio Conte is bothered about is winning. He doesn't care about it any other way. But they're still decent to watch. I mean, clean sheets in 8 of the last 10 matches. I mean, you kind of read their results. It's like a binary code, a computer code. It's just lots of ones, twos and zeros and everything else. So, look, they're too strong. And Crystal Palace, you know, people thought when they got that winner, you know, a couple of weeks ago, oh, well, Alan Pardew, he only deals in peaks and troughs. He only goes on winning runs or losing runs. Well, it's not really proved to be the case, has it? And yeah, okay, you know, valiant effort against Manchester United, but Chelsea are going to be too strong here. There's two things that go against Crystal Palace. One, they have an awful record in London derbies in the Premier League. 5 points from their last 10 Premier League London derbies. And also, more worrying for them is their home form's completely disintegrated. I mean, Selhurst Park was a real stronghold for them when they came up from the Championship a few years ago. It's completely gone now. They've been losing at half-time in 5 of their 8 home Premier League games this season. That does not bode well for them. So, obviously, I'm with Chelsea. I'm going to take Chelsea on the double result. A bit like Suggs sang in the 90s, I think. Chelsea is my bet.
Yeah. Chelsea half-time, Chelsea full-time is available at 6-5 here with William Hill. Derek, I dread to think what we said about Chelsea 10 or 11 weeks ago, because as we've mentioned on this podcast before, myself and Tom both tipped Chelsea to win the title.
Well brought up again, Dave. Well,
yeah,
well,
and I think like 11 weeks ago we were backtracking quickly on that, and now they've hit full throttle, Derek, and they're beginning to, well, perhaps build an unassailable advantage. And yeah, a good stat here: the last 4 times they've been top of the Premier League at Christmas, they're bound to be top now. Will be top at Christmas. They've gone on to win the title. So, Chelsea, good front runners.
Well, they are, yeah. But you have to say, you know, they've won 10 on a bounce and do look the obvious title winners now, but they're still only 6 points ahead. You know, you'd think after a run of 10 straight wins, there'd be a bit of a larger gap. So all credit to the chasing pack, led, of course, by Liverpool. Yeah, well, this fixes everything Tom said is right here. I mean, Palace, you know, Selhurst Park, they played 8 games there this season against teams a lot inferior to Chelsea, and they've lost 5 of them. They've got the worst record in all 4 divisions in 2016. Chelsea got the best record anywhere in Europe in the latter part of 2016. I mean, you know, the only thing going against Chelsea here is the odds, almost 1-2 away from home, but it doesn't seem to bother them. They're winning and winning well wherever they go. And the fact that they kept so many clean sheets, you've got to say, if you don't fancy the 8-50, and I don't like backing that short away from home, but did you say 2-1 to win without conceding?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, yeah.
There's a big difference there, isn't it? I think that's too big. That instinctively, that's too big a difference, and that's what I'm going for.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.